The Temptress, narrated by Scarlett Fox, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Temptress by Angelita. Her breasts sway lightly over a slender waist and rounded hips in rhythm with the music. The temptation to fill my hands with these ripe fruits, to let my tongue play with them and enjoy their fullness, is almost too much. Her passion and intimacy excite every inch of my horny body. Our eyes meet. Hers are awake and dark. She's pouting a little, looking somewhat sulky. It hits me that those lips must have given a lot of pleasure to others. The bright red lip gloss emphasizes this dramatically. Images of her lavish pout surrounding a hard, quivering cock appear in my mind. My fantasies are running wild, so I look away. The feelings are too intense. My legs tremble and I gasp for air. The urge to get out suddenly rips right through me. My skin is overly sensitive. Even the rubbing of my thin dress against my body turns me on. I long to be touched and satisfied. Oh, look at her breasts in that white baby doll top. She's not wearing a bra. I can just about see the contours of her nipples. She's standing with her back towards the bar and leaning with both elbows on the counter so that her breasts shoot out into the air. She throws her long, wavy burgundy hair back, causing it to glow like copper in the bar's lighting. While Red Riding Hood waits for her drink, she lets her hot, predatory gaze wander over the dance floor. She jumps when Don Juan taps her bare golden shoulder from behind the bar to give her the martini. With a dazzling smile, she pulls up a tenner from her cleavage, gives it to the bartender, and walks off. He stands there staring after her with dreamy eyes and a lopsided grin. She has a sensual touch to everything she does. The flaming beauty is a big temptation, a true temptress, and you can tell she's on the hunt. I start looking for the exit. I've got to get some air to clear my mind. My eyes are pulled back one last time, and I catch a glimpse of her waving red hair as she disappears into the crowd on the dance floor. Suddenly, a desperate feeling hits me. Where is she? I can't see her in the crowd. Has she gone? Disappointed, I make my way towards the exit. The cool air engulfs me as I open the door. My nipples instantly harden. I lean towards the brick wall and close my eyes. The loud music from the club still ringing in my ears. A cold gust flies up my dress and makes me shiver. Still, the temptress won't leave my thoughts, and neither will my hormones calm down. Every time she threw her hair, her miniskirt slid up a little bit. All these sensual details are burned into my memory, replaying over and over again. I've never had such intense feelings for a girl before. It both frightens and excites me. I've always had a secret fantasy of girl-on-girl sex. "Do you have a light?" A deep female voice cuts through the quiet darkness.